Welcome to the Farmerama, a favorite of fairgoers of all ages. This building will allow you the opportunity to get a first-hand experience with animals and agriculture. There is no special sequence to visiting the building. We find meandering from exhibit to be the best. Oh look, there is the chick hatchery. A signature event of the Big E is the hatching of the chicks. Incubation of the eggs start the fourth Thursday in August. Each day through September 12th, 24 dozen eggs are added to the incubator to assure visitors during all 17 days of the Big E that there will be chicks hatching. Eggs are moved from the incubators to the hatchery every evening. Look over to the side and you will see the chick nursery. These little guys are 12 hours to 2 days old. The chicks are barred rocks or Rhode Island Reds. Please pick up one of the many fact sheets located around the building to further explain the animals and products in the building. What is the difference between an alpaca and a llama? Check in at the Camelot exhibit and visit with volunteers and learn the answer to this question. Do you remember seeing on TV, in an old movie, people riding in carriages drawn by horses? We are lucky in Farmerama to have John McCullough working on restoring one of these old modes of transportation. Take a minute and visit with John to learn about this interesting trade. Who are all these kids in blue jackets? These are FFA students, Future Farmers of America. These young people take agriculture as part of their high school curriculum. They have volunteered to be here to make a corsage for you. Stop by the booth and have one made. If they are busy, away from the building in the parade, or on one of their career development events, you can enjoy the landscapes and floral decorations they have done in the building. During the first 2 days of the fair, the exposition will host over 2,000 FFA students from 15 different states in various competitive events. Bet you thought you picked the biggest pumpkin in the patch. Giant pumpkins are raised by our exhibitors for the Big E and other fair competitions. The pumpkins you see are the winners of their division. If it is the first 8 days of the fair, these pumpkins were all raised by youth exhibitors. The last 9 days, the adult exhibitor winners are on display. Giant pumpkins, to be competitive, should weigh over 500 pounds. Pick up a pumpkin fact sheet and maybe you will have a pumpkin for next year's competition. Oh look, there's the pig and her babies. Born especially for Farmerama, these little guys spend most of the day sleeping and playing. Born weighing 3 to 5 pounds, by the end of the fair, they will go home weighing over 20. Can you imagine trying to keep track of all these kids? Look up on the display over the hogs, and you will realize how important these porcine are to your daily life. Hear the hum? It is the bee exhibit, where you can see a working hive producing honey. Honey is a natural product produced by these busy bees from the nectar of flowers. Do those goats always stand on the fence? They are just waiting for you to come over and say hello. These are dairy goats, raised to provide milk for drinking and cheese making. They all have names. Just ask Cindy to introduce you, and if she's not there, just say hi anyway. If you are interested in goat cheese and where it can be purchased locally, visit the artisan cheese display in the Young Building's Harvest New England Kitchen. you won't want to miss the Hallamore Clydesdales. These gentle giants weigh in at over a ton. The Clydesdale is a breed of draft horse derived from the very hard-working farm horses of Clydesdale, Scotland, and named for that region. If the weather is good, they will be in the parade during the afternoon, pulling the big wagon you see. The draft horse was used to move large cargo wagons and equipment before the invention of the truck. The draft horse was used and also sees limited use today on the farms of America to run equipment, haul loads in hard-to-get-to places, and transport the family to special events. The light horse display features different breeds every few days, so you never know if it's an Appaloosa, Morgan, Arabian, or Frisian. We hope you enjoy your visit to Farmerama. There are several volunteers in the building to help you with your questions.